Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're talking about Cambridge Rise for Action, which is an event taking place this Saturday, the 8th of September. And in front of me, I've got Marcel Lavero-Pasquin. Is that how you pronounce your name, Marcel? Sorry.
Marcel Lavero-Pasquin.
Ah, that's much better, isn't it? Sheena Mooney. Good morning, Sheena.
Hello.
And Jenny Langley. Morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Lee.
Nice to see you all. Now let's talk Cambridge Rise for Action. This is happening on Saturday, but this is part of a global day for action. Let's talk about the global day first before we zoom in on what's happening in Cambridge. What's happening worldwide, Jenny?
Well, this global day of action, Rise for Climate, is all about asking people who are meeting in an international conference in San Francisco the following week to take ambitious action to ensure a free and fast transition to a fossil-free world. So there are amazing groups all around the world joining in on that day. My sister lives in Sydney, and they are going to have a big wind-powered sailing fleet going across the harbour. Now, you know, we can't quite add up to that.
Not in landlocked Cambridge, can we?
No, but that would be magnificent. So that's going on. There's lots of small groups as well rising up and sort of doing a march, letting people know. There's lots of people in Dorking outside the Oxfam shop. They've got a stall just giving information. Some people are having a picnic where they're having vegan food, which has low fossil fuel footprint, and they're just sharing that with people and giving information. It's more about a coming together of the community and finding out more and then showing people how they can take action. So it's a friendly, fun day, but with a very strong message behind it, a very serious message as well.
It's always nice to be part of something people around the world are doing something similar. It makes you feel connected, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's why I saw this event was happening and I thought, I'm not going to let this go by. I want something to happen here and be part of it. Yes, definitely. You're right.
So have you been principal in organising this? Who's been organising it?
There's a whole group. I think it's about 8 local environmental groups are part of that, and some interested individuals as well on the sidelines. So we're having yet another meeting. I think last time there were about 10 of us there, sort of planning out responsibilities. I think there's going to be quite a lot of people involved with all of it, yes, but it's a huge, quite a lot of groups involved, yes.
And what's your involvement, Sheena and Marcel?
So I'm Marcel. I'm a student at the University of Cambridge, and I'm also the university member of University Council as student representative. And I am also a member of Cambridge Zero Carbon Society, which is a student-led society campaigning, demanding that the university divest from fossil fuels. And we've been very glad to join Jenny and the other coalition of environmental organizations in Cambridge to campaign locally to demand that our politicians and our elected leaders take urgent action on climate change.
And Sheena, what's your involvement?
Okay, well, I'm particularly interested in opposing the government's recent proposals, which are a real threat to local democracy, about dropping the need for fracking companies to apply for planning permission. So treating fracking in the same way as putting up a garden shed or a small extension, and really taking away the voice of local communities in this issue entirely. And so obviously fracking relates to climate change. It's the introduction of a whole new fossil fuel industry, which is unnecessary and in these times of climate chaos absolutely absurd. So there's lots of organizations see the absurdity of this and are campaigning to oppose these proposals. There's a consultation at present about it, so that's a particular interest of mine, to raise awareness of this this proposal that will be decided in one way or another in October, so time's quite pressing.
And I know we're thinking on a national and global scale. Is fracking an issue around here, though?
It's not an issue in that, because of our geology, we're not threatened with fracking. However, I think the issue of local democracy is key, because if this sets a precedent to say local people have no say in whether this industry is going to be imposed on them, and therefore what precedent is that for it goes totally against the principles of community consultation, local democracy, and we shouldn't allow that to happen. You know, it's essentially wrong. And I think all of us have a responsibility to speak up about this, not just those communities that have been opposing fracking for years and have successfully opposed fracking, when the government is bypassing the local say in it and saying, no, we're going to impose it on communities whether they want it or not. So I think it isn't an issue from that point of view, absolutely.
So you're all coming together to raise awareness for this particular issues on Saturday with the Cambridge Rise for Action. So what's going on Saturday then?
Right, well, we start off at 11 o'clock on the Market Square, where we're going to be for most of the day. And there's a huge range of things that people can get involved in. So what we've got is a group of people there. We're interested in getting people thinking about this and involved and finding out more. So there's a chance to play some games or with climate related issues and to find out more. We've got somebody who's going to be face painting endangered animals on, just to sort of do a bit
on
of
people's faces.
On, yes. Yeah.
Not the faces of endangered animals.
No. We're going to have a big performance, especially at 1:30. There's going to be quite something special that's got some professional actors involved with it. So I'm going to be definitely watching that, so learning quite a bit about that. So that's 1:30, that's going on. We've got sources of information. There's three stalls there, so you can learn about those sort of things a bit more. There's speeches, there's which start at 2 o'clock, and then a march, and we will come back to the Market Square, which will finish at 3 o'clock. All of those things are encouraging people to take action, to think about fossil fuels and their carbon footprint, and to take personal action, but also to join with others, because together we're much more powerful. So we can make, one person isn't going to get anywhere. A group of much bigger and making lots more noise are going to bring around change, which is what we've got to do.
I think people often, you know, this summer has really highlighted the climate crisis, I think, and people are becoming increasingly aware of it, of the reality of it, and are perhaps scared or feeling isolated, don't know what to do about it. And we're saying, come along, join in with others. You know, we can, together, we can make a difference.
And you say this summer, because of the unseasonal weather, you think that's down to climate change?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so this summer has shown the true colours of climate change. We've seen it in our doorstep with an extreme drought here in the UK that has threatened the harvest and has put our national food security on the roads. But they've just been this year here in the UK, but for decades already, all around the world, we have seen the impacts of climate change, and much more intensely than here in the UK. If you go now to Kerala, they have incredible floods during the last month that they have swept away everything the people there had. And when we're talking about climate change, it's important to recognize that we're not only all in the same boat, that we all go down in the same boat, but we have different responsibilities over the problem of climate change. And clearly, the Western economies, those most wealthy, they have been leading wealthy and privileged lives for the last half century. They are the most responsible for climate change, including Cambridge University, which is the focus of our campaign, has been sponsoring and leading morally and giving the license, social license, to operate to fossil fuel industries by cooperating with them, partnering with fossil fuel industries, investing in fossil fuel industries. And therefore, we're saying Cambridge University is complicit with the destruction of livelihoods across the world, not only here in the UK, but millions and millions of people. We cannot let that happen anymore. We are very clear, science is very clear, who's responsible and who's most affected. And this is why we're campaigning about climate justice, demanding justice. And justice in the 21st century, in 2018, at 1.2 degrees warmer than we were 150 years ago. That happens to be divesting from fossil fuels.
And fossil, you're campaigning for a fossil-free future then. So what does that mean?
Well, I think for to have any chance to meet the Paris climate change agreements, we have to leave about 80% of currently known reserves of fossil fuels in the ground.
So you're talking about coal and oil?
Oil and gas, yes, yeah. Absolutely. And shifting to renewables. You know, we have the technology, but the government is supporting subsidising. We're all subsidising through our taxes the fossil fuel industries and renewables
Renewables, you mean wind power, solar power?
Absolutely.
Yeah, water power, presumably.
Yeah, exactly. We could use far more now. We want to see a shift to 100% renewables as soon as possible, and that to be the priority, and for people to take their money out, divest, for the university to divest, for the county council pension fund. Huge amounts of money are invested in fossil fuels, and quite apart from the I think the climate issues are crucial, but there's also in financial terms it makes no sense. It's increasingly recognised that this money is going to be stranded assets very soon. So it's a no-brainer, I think, really.
So this is what part of this day is for. Will this make any difference? I mean, playing devil's advocate here, people have been marching and carrying banners for decades. Will it make any difference? Is anybody listening?
Yeah, I think people are listening, and we're making quite a big inroad. I mean, that Shell, their annual report this year, it stated in there that actually if the divestment campaigns continued, they would find it much harder to find money to invest in exploration of fossil fuels. So they are beginning to feel the heat, as are we all.
Excuse the pun.
But I really do feel that we are making a difference, but we are against quite high-powered, powerful people, so we have to make a lot of noise a lot of the time.
And councils have divested, some universities have divested, and there hasn't been any fracking in this country since 2011, when there was one frack in Lancashire and it caused an earthquake. So there's a brief moratorium, but then the government changed that. But it's because of the local people across the country saying, no, we will not tolerate this, we will not put up with this, that it hasn't, the fracking industry hasn't taken off and it's been delayed. So yes, it does make a difference when people get together and say, enough is enough, really.
Right, so that's a call to action, really. So get yourself down to, it's Market Square for 11 o'clock this Saturday. There's lots of entertainment things going on, as you say, speeches, and then a march ending up back at Market Square.
Yes, at 2 o'clock, the speeches and the rally starts at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock, lovely. And for people to find out more, they can go to 350.org, the website, to find out about the global campaign.
Yeah, and if they search on Google for Rise for Climate, that will get them to exactly the right place.
And for the permitted development and fracking issue, let communities decide. And we also have a meeting about planning a local campaign on the 14th of September, Friday the 14th of September, 7 o'clock at the Edge Cafe.
And you've got Cambridge Zero Carbon Society have a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, you can contact us on the Facebook page, or you can go to our website if you just Google Zero Carbon Society Cambridge, you'll find us, and anyone can get involved, students or not students, everyone's welcome.
Lovely, well, thank you very much, and good luck for Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lee.